Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
11:24 here in the Lehigh Valley, and tomorrow's headline will read how the Grinchnet Braves stole Christmas out at Coca-Cola Park as they defeat the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 9-3. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. This is your recap for July the 24th, 2017. Pigs came into this one having their Christmas rained on in July. Gwinnett Braves finally get a victory over the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Pigs swept them last time these two teams played last week down in Gwinnett, but the G-Braves finally found their way to a victory this time around as they beat the Pigs 9-3. We'll start in the top of the first inning in this one. Things got underway very quickly for the Gwinnett Braves. Ozzie Albies doubled, and then Ronald Acuna brought him home.
Coming up from double A, pitch, swung on a ground ball, base hit left side. They will center around Albies. We may have a play at the plate, pulling us up with the ball. The throw to the plate will be late. Good deke by Alfaro, so the runner at first stays put. But Ronald Acuna, the 19-year-old, singles sharply, a ribby single, and it's 1-0 Gwinnett. Just like that after the rain delay.
A very, very fast start for the G-Braves, who got out of it right out of the gate. They got one. Ronald Acuna doubled. Jace Peterson grounded out to first. Rio Ruiz struck out. But just when it looked like Zach Eflin and the Pigs might be out of it, Dustin Peterson made it two.
Now the pitch is swung on, smacked out left center field. Williams on his horse. Will he get there? No, it's going to drop down and roll all the way to the left center field wall. A run is in. Peterson halts standing at second. And it's a two-out ribby double for Peterson. And the G-Braves on the board again. They lead it 2-0.
Eflin would get out of trouble in the first inning, though, by striking out Micah Johnson. In the bottom of the first inning, Scott Kingery got a base hit to extend his hitting streak to 10 games. But J.P. Crawford lined out. Rhys Hoskins grounded out, which moved Kingery over to second. And then Dylan Cousins made a bid to drive him in, but Micah Johnson flashed some leather.
Runner leads. Pitch is swung on. Served into right field. Racing in towards the line is Johnson, who lays out and makes an unbelievable catch.
Johnson robbing Dylan Cousins of a hit. Representative of that kind of night for the Iron Pigs. They just could not get the guys across. And then in the top of the second inning, Matt Tuiasosopo singled, David Freitas singled, Andrew Albers sacked him over, and then Ozzie Albies sacked him in.
Now the pitch swung on, served to center, should be deep enough to tag a run. Williams going back on it, still drifting, makes the catch, pretty deep left center. Both runners will tag, the throw goes to third, it's late, and scoring on the sack fly is Tuiasosopo. So move him over and get him in, a sack fly for Albies, RBI 41, 3-0 Gwinnett.
3-0, Ronald Acuna would then single, but before the Acuna singled, David Freitas would come home to score on a wild pitch. That would make it 4-0. Jace Peterson would pop up to end the top of the second inning. In the bottom of the second, the Pigs would get a two-out single from Pedro Florimon, but nothing more as Matt Williams would ground out to second base to end the bottom of the second inning. In the top of the third, the Braves continued their scoring. Rio Ruiz walked, Dustin Peterson singled, and that brought Micah Johnson to the plate.
This pitch is swung on. This ripped to left center field, pulling a long run over into the corner. It is a fair ball banging up against the left center field wall. Ruiz has scored, and it is now a 5-0 game on the double from Johnson.
It was 5-0, and now there was runners on second and third with nobody out. But Zach Eflin did a fantastic job of gearing down and striking out Matt Tuiasosopo swinging, David Freitas looking at strike three, and he struck out Andrew Albers to get out of the inning.
And the 1-2 is a called strike over the outside corner with a fastball. So he strikes out the side after allowing the run.
Eflin doing a good job of limiting the damage in the third inning. So Pigs trailed just 5-0 as the third inning ended. In the bottom of the third inning, the Pigs would get a runner on with one out in E5. Kingery would reach first and then reach second base after J.P. Crawford singled, didn't single, but he grounded out. But Rhys Hoskins would ground out as well, and the Pigs would not be able to get across a run in the bottom of the third inning. In the top of the fourth, Ozzie Albies, who had himself a nice day, singled, but Ronald Acuna flew out, and then Jace Peterson and Real Ruiz struck out swinging back-to-back, and the Pigs were out of the top of the fourth. But in the bottom of the fourth, Dylan Cousins struck out looking, Jorge Alfaro struck out swinging, and Andrew Pullen flew out. We move to the top of the fifth. In the top of the fifth, Gwinnett would tag two more runs. Dustin Peterson walked, and Micah Johnson came to the plate.
A significant amount of changes at some point. Pitcher swung on, lifted in the air, deep left center field, a long run back for Pullen, a long run back for Williams. That ball's going to split him and land on the gap and up against that left center field wall. One run is in. Johnson can fly. Micah around second, makes it to third standing. He's got another RBI extra base hit, this one a triple, and now 6-0 Gwinnett.
6-0, and then the next hitter was Matt Tuiasosopo. Tuiasosopo was hit by a pitch, and then David Freitas hit a sacrifice fly. That made it 7. Andrew Albers then struck out, as did Ozzie Albies, to end the top of the fifth inning. In the bottom of the fifth, the Pigs went 1-2-3. Pedro Florimon struck out swinging, Matt Williams flew out, and then Harold Martinez, pinch hitting for Zach Eflin, struck out swinging. Move on to the top of the sixth. In the top of the sixth, the first batter of the inning was Ronald Acuna.
Pelf swung on, ripped in the air out to deep right field. Cousins is back, he's looking up, and this is gone. A solo home run for Ronald Acuna.
Acuna made it 8-0 Gwinnett Braves. Jace Peterson then struck out swinging. Rio Ruiz doubled. Dustin Peterson walked Micah Johnson into a fielder's choice, but Matt Tuiasosopo flew out, and that ended the top of the sixth. Pigs would finally get on the board in the bottom of the sixth. After Scott Kingery flew out, J.P. Crawford doubled, and Rhys Hoskins stepped to the plate.
The 1-0 swung on, this drilled in the air out to left field. Peterson going back. He's on the track by the wall. It's gone. Into the bullpen for Hoskins.
Hoskins getting the Pigs right back into it. And then a bit of a wild scene as Andrew Albers, unhappy with the home plate umpire, started to get into it with Ryan Clark. Ryan Clark, the home plate umpire, ejected him and the manager of the Gwinnett Braves. And that would be all for Andrew Albers, who pitched fantastically, but left on an ejection following the Rhys Hoskins two-run home run. Pigs would get nothing more in that inning, though. Dylan Cousins would line out, and Jorge Alfaro would strike out swinging. In the top of the seventh, the Braves would go down 1-2-3. David Freitas ground out, and then A.J. Minter, who was pinch hitting, he was the reliever that came in for Andrew Albers. He wasn't pinch hitting, he was hitting for himself, but he struck out looking, and then Ozzie Albies struck out swinging. We move on to the bottom of the seventh, and the Pigs would get another one in the bottom of the seventh. Andrew Pullen flew out, and Pedro Florimon grounded out, but the Pigs would get some two-out bingo when Matt Williams walked. Brock Stassi, who was pinch hitting, would single, and that would bring Scott Kingery to the plate.
Williams at third walk, Stassi at first, and the 1-2 is swung on and grounded off the side of the mound. It's short, and it is not handled cleanly by Peterson, and all hands are safe. It's an 8-3 game.
Now, at this point, Pigs hoping to come back, and for the G-Braves, I'm sure the Pigs were thinking that they had tagged this bullpen a week ago, then that they could do it again. But unfortunately, J.P. Crawford struck out swinging in the seventh to end the inning. We move on to the top of the eighth. In the top of the eighth, Ronald Acuna, who had himself a nice day, singled, but Jace Peterson lined out and Rio Ruiz hit into the 6-3 double play. That ended the top of the eighth. In the bottom of the eighth, the Pigs went 1-2-3. Rhys Hoskins swinging, he struck out. Dylan Cousins struck out swinging. Jorge Alfaro struck out looking. In the top of the ninth, the Braves would add one more run. Dustin Peterson singled. Micah Johnson walked. Matt Tuiasosopo flew out, but Dustin Peterson tagged up to third and then tagged in on the sac fly by David Freitas.
The 2-0 swung on. This is punched out to right. Rodriguez, a long run back. He will get there just shy of the track for the second out. But Peterson will tag and score on the sack fly. And Gwinnett extends their lead to 9-3 here in the ninth.
9-3 on the sack fly. But Carlos Franco pinch hitting for Andrew Albers would strike out swinging. Now, the ninth spot for the G-Braves had itself a golden sombrero. That included two strikeouts from Andrew Albers, one from A.J. Minter, and one from Carlos Franco. In the bottom of the ninth inning, however, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Andrew Pullen fly out, Pedro Florimon ground out, and Matt Williams would line out to end the game.
1-2 on Williams. Burgos delivers, and the pitch is swung on, and a broken bat flare to second. Flagged by Albies in the air for the final out to end the ballgame.
And that would do it on Christmas in July out at Coca-Cola Park. A rainy one, a wet one, and a not-so-happy one tonight for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs as they fall to the Gwinnett Braves 9-3. For the G-Braves, they are now at 50-50 with the win. The Iron Pigs at 62-40. Gwinnett, 9 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors. The Pigs, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. For the Gwinnett Braves, they were 3-for-12 with runners in scoring position, leaving 9 on base. For the Iron Pigs, they were 1-for-5. They left 5 on base. Andrew Albers got his 10th win of the year. He went 5 1/3 innings, giving up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, and struck out 5. A.J. Minter went 1 1/3. He struck out 1. Jason Hirsch went 1 1/3. He gave up 1 hit, 1 run, 1 walk, and struck out 4. And Enrique Burgos, went an inning, no other numbers across his line. Zach Eflin takes the loss. He's 1-3, 5 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs, all earned, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. So strikeout totals were good for Eflin, just wasn't the best day in general for Zach or for the Iron Pigs. On a separate day with totally different circumstances, this could have been a 7-8 inning effort for Zach Eflin, the way he was pitching at times. You got to just give some credit to the Gwinnett Braves who are hitting quite well. And now the funny thing is, now the numbers aren't exactly similar, but the two didn't go all that different in terms of innings. Now, last time Albers and Eflin pitched, their numbers were exactly the same. This time around, Zach Eflin pitched 5 innings, and Albers pitched 5 1/3 innings. Albers did have better numbers this time around. He did strike out less, but he also walked less. He gave up 1 more home run than Eflin, but at the end of the day, I'm sure Eflin would tell you that the only number that counts, or the only thing that does count, is the letter next to your name. But Eflin will have a chance to bounce back next time around. Cesar Ramos went 2 innings, giving up 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. Michael Marriott went an inning, giving up 1 hit. Colton Murray went an inning, giving up a hit, a run. It was earned, a walk, and a strikeout. Time of the game, 3 hours flat, with a 1 hour and 12 minute delay, out in front of 8,649 at Coca-Cola Park for Christmas in July. Once again, the final score tonight, Gwinnett Braves 9, Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 3.